Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Today is May 7th, 2014. We're delighted that you're all here listening. We have a wonderful show planned for you tonight. Before Ron comes on, you can either go to his website, creationlightship.com, or now that our nice BBS page is back up, you can just scroll down the page a bit and see the picture of the beautiful light being, and click on that wherever you access it, and open it as large as you can. And when Ron comes on, he'll activate that with peace energy for us to enjoy during the show. And I'll welcome Ron onto the show now. Hi, Ron.
Hi, everybody. So we're here. Had Joe wake you all up, so you should be awake now. And here we go. So that's Joe Berger. He's in New York. And is a mixing board artist, we'll say, and he also plays a guitar, which you can hear. Oh, anyway, and he's on YouTube a lot. Wanted to see him. But anyway, that's Joe Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, I think. I believe that's correct. But anyway, here we go, everybody. And let's do the mind to heart drop first to kind of get you centered in your body a little bit. No, let's first get you into your body, because I've been having a lot of people calling me more recently here. Just not feeling right, maybe being half in, half out, or out completely, not getting in. Kind of mentioned that on some of the calls that we've had. But basically, somehow some people are not coming into their body at all when they wake up, and or maybe they're daydreaming and they get taken out and they're not in their body. I mean, what's going on, and it kind of is freaky, and you can be upset, very anxious even, and you just don't feel like things are working well for you because you're not home. So here we go. We're going to bring you all back. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Simple as that. You should be back here and now coming into your body. One, two, three, four, and five. And I think we'll do the exercise where we take you in and out of your body to bring you into your feet. The reason why we do that is because normally most spirits don't want to go past the waist because they want to get out of here quickly. Basically, they don't want to be here either. So they're stuck with you. But let's get them more into your body like would be when you're a baby so that you can get some healing energy. So here we go. I'll use the word out and in. You may get a little dizzy. So you're going to come out and come in through your feet now. Integrate with your whole body. So out and in, 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 out and in. Out and in, out and in, out and in. So you should feel some tingles on your lower part of your body, your legs, your feet. And you may feel very, very heavy. That's a good sign if you feel heavy, because that means that you're here. So you want to probably get a mirror now and look at your eyes. And your eyes should have more of a glow to them. If they're kind of glossed over and dark looking, then and not have a spirit, so that could be another problem. But normally you're going to see yourself, with some glowing eyes. I guess I'll bring it back over to you there. And anything else you want to add or that we could do or anything?
Well, I feel very relaxed and calm. I always love when you do that, bringing the spirit in and out of the body. And it's a wonderful opportunity for our listeners to really know that they're in their bodies and remember what that feels like. So if you're feeling off as you go through your days, that's the first thing you have to do. I command my spirit to be fully back in my body, and I now say all the way down to the tips of my toes just to make sure that it's all the way there. So thank you for doing that, Ron. It felt really good. I was thinking that I'd like to start the show, as I always like to do a show that reviews some of the basic things. And we have had several expos, and I think we have a lot of new listeners. Could you just talk about ascension, Ron, so that everyone understands the real purpose of everything you do and why you're here and what all the healings are for?
Okay. Basically, if you're a Bible student or have been, you know that Jesus came here, and his main mission was for ascension, to help the people who was living 2,000 years ago get rid of their energy of emotions, which we have now also, so that the spirit that they had back then could come more fully into the body, which would allow them to take their spirit and body with them at the time of ascension. Now, at the time of ascension, what does that mean? That means that the universe of light turns off all creations of light. So this planet will no longer be here. And what it'll be is just a blueprint with the spirit energy. It will be absorbed back into the light, same as you, if you have that possibility. If your body can't get cleaned out, then your spirit hopefully will be able to be seen and brought back into the light. The light collects all of its stuff, so it's not like you have to find the light. The light finds you. That brings up the serious question is, what if you're not here, like what happened 2,000 years ago, and almost all the population of the Earth was abducted onto a timeline not created by the light? Ascension time happened. The Earth was no longer here. Like everything else, all creations are turned off, strictly a blueprint, and the people here, much like yourself, got taken to a dark side, parallel life planet, a timeline, or whatever. You may have even been dropped into a false planet that looked like this one and lived your life for a while there. And then when this one here happened to get rematerialized by the Earth spirit, I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Now, what if the Earth spirit chose not to come back here again? Well, very simple. We would not be here on this planet, okay? So let's just draw the scenario that the Earth spirit did not choose to rematerialize the Earth. Where would you be? You would be on a dark side, cloned, imitated planet that looks like Earth, and you'd be living your life there, probably for eternity. That's what's going to happen this time around, because the Earth spirit more than likely is not going to come back here. We do have a new one now, but the old one left. In fact, it left twice. So it's been here, done that, and it's never going to come back into this realm to materialize this planet. So we have a new Earth spirit here, which is honing space now and putting its frequencies in here. And that happened maybe a month or so ago, maybe 2 months, I guess. But, you know, if this new Earth spirit chooses not to come back here to materialize this planet, then this will no longer exist. And everybody who was living on this Earth, all the people who don't know about cleaning out their bodies, then they'll probably be abducted sideways, going to a dark side universe and living there for their whole lifetime, forevermore. So that's ascension. The gift you give yourself by working on yourself to clean out your body. Now, if, for instance, you just came back 2,000 years ago, you said, yeah, Jesus was here to clean out my body. I'm going to do that now. And you cleaned your body out for every lifetime body was created, received, you know, grown up here. Then I would imagine probably after a couple hundred years or so, the body would be clean and no emotional densities would be transferred to the next offspring, and that person would be perfect. Well, another way of saying that, I'm assuming that if you had a child being a little cynical here, but if you had a child and you naturally worked on yourself for your whole life is what you should be doing and should have been doing, most people don't know about this, so they just pass their stuff on to their children. So, you know, that's just the way life is here. People don't know and understand that the DNA is transferred to the offspring. But the Bible talks about that. Maybe other books out there do too. Oh, it's like, you know, the sins of the past generations or whatever's passed on, you know, that's what that's about. Because the sins would be your emotional energy. So some people have actually worked on themselves before they conceived the child, and the child is better than they are. And then that's the way it is. You get rid of that emotional density. And I have seen people who are also doing clearings on their young children, and they're probably much, much better off than anyone else. So remember, if you can get rid of that emotional trauma on a young child, instead of recycling maybe millions of scenarios throughout their life, and you get them right now at the get-go, when they're still very young, they won't have much densities, only because they won't be bringing it up over and over again to contaminate themselves through more situations. Remember, one situation can bring forth hundreds of them. So you nip the first one in the bud, you pull it off by the roots, and maybe not going to have that situation being passed on through all the other stuff. So that's kind of you know, the way I look at it. And a lot of people who have children are doing that because they know about, you know, how their life has been, and they don't want to have their stuff being passed on to their children. And so they work on their children to make them better, and the children, you know, out there are better. That's the whole scenario. And then when Jesus left here, all the healings that he did for the people who lived 2,000 years ago, you know, it stopped, you know. But what do the churches tell you? He's still here, and he's still doing all these healings and clearings to make you codependent on the dark side cloned Jesus that they brought forward. So that's separation. They separated you from your spirit with their indoctrination. By doing so, I'll think that your spirit is not worthy, and you have to go outside of yourself to something else that's more powerful. They did a great job in brainwashing everybody. But any church, you know, a Christian church or other churches that are out there, and they'll probably have the same scenario, tell you about that some type of savior that you connect to, pray to, that's going to help you and give you all these gifts when you die and take all of your burdens away from you. That's the way I choreograph all of this stuff here. Oh. That's what ascension is. It's a gift you give your body. Body's been here a long time in genetics. It's getting worn out, we'll say. And would like to get out of here. Well, it's up to you to do that. And you also want to get your spirit out. So the spirit barcode will do that. So I'll just give it back to you. And if there's anything else you might want to add or if I missed something.
Thank you, Ron, and I appreciate you going over again, you know, how Jesus isn't here anymore. And I talked to several people at the expo. For some reason, I heard more of this in San Mateo than L.A. I don't know what that means, but several people told me that Jesus comes to them. So can you explain what's happening there when people have a visit from Jesus?
Well, it's what their belief system would be. And their belief system would be that he comes. They're probably taught that. So the dark side will always give you a self-fulfilling prophecy. And, yeah, they can materialize whatever you think of Jesus. You could think of him maybe, white skin, brown skin, black skin, whatever. And whatever your belief is, that particular energy will be created, fabricated for you, to validate your belief system. Oh, is the real Jesus coming? Well, is the Jesus coming? Yes. The Jesus is coming. Is it from the light? No. You should know that automatically, because when you do the mind-to-heart drop, force energy that is your spirit, when you do that, which is where Jesus would be, in a sense, doesn't communicate to you. And there's no way that these energies will ever come to anybody, as they don't do that. What would they do? What could they do to you? They could, you know, are you not to pray to them? That would be probably the first thing, I guess, if one would appear, but they don't do that. They're not here. They're in the light, and they should be following their basic teachings that they gave you, you know, the different other religions out there that sort of probably had something else coming in to somebody's body, maybe, or being here to teach you to get rid of your karma. That's what Buddha talked about. He was jump-starting the mission of Jesus. So he just came in and said, yeah, I've got you. Yeah, people have karma, you know, basically. Get rid of the stuff stored in your body and recycle in you. That's basically what he was trying to, you know, convene to people. And you talk to people and they first use about their dogma and everything else and their karma. And, you know, well, that's what it's about. Your stuff is going to be relived each lifetime until you release it. Oh, that's basically it. But there's no Jesus on this planet, not in any churches or anything else. But there is the false Jesus. It's everywhere. And it will visit people. It will tell them what they need to know. The information, you know, can be perfect information. It can sound great, but it's not the Jesus of light. Light never comes and talks to anybody. Doesn't do that. Doesn't channel through anybody. Doesn't bring in the angels. Doesn't bring in the masters. That's all dark side energies of the light of the darkness. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. And that's not to say that all of Jesus' teachings that people read in the Bible, et cetera, are wrong or off. Correct? Or are they?
That's how you interpret it, I guess, everybody out there listening, you know. I don't get into much of that. I know about the healing, but as far as what else is in there, you know, I'm sure that a couple of words could be changed slightly in definition over the years, and it may not mean what it's stating. People do read stuff literally and think it's literal, but you have to realize that throughout the ages, our communication skills and things have changed. And, you know, so just to go by what he basically came here to do is to get rid of your emotional energies in your body, preventing you from being whole and complete. That's basically the teachings. Very simple. Thank you, Anne.
Great. Thank you, Ron. And would you also explain why it is you tell people when they go into the light chamber at the expos for healing, or maybe you could even explain exactly what the light chamber is, even though there won't be another opportunity for that until fall, and why do you tell people not to do other modalities while they're receiving a creation light chip healing?
Well, light only works in the now. So when you start doing other modalities, not in the now, it's your mind energy, which will interfere with your healing. So you don't want to do anything else but just be there in the present moment to accept the healing. But you're already stuck with other modalities. You know, that's why you're still here. The other modalities are holding you captive to this lifetime from your ancestors and maybe even you when you're in a body a long time ago, you know, and maybe that body, you know, maybe you're revisiting one of you, which is one of your ancestors. Maybe you're in, you know, your great-grandmother or grandfather, and you did some really weird things and, you know, did some worshiping or something, and now you're back in this lifetime, and you're suffering the consequences of what you did, putting into the genetics of the person. You're suffering what you did back then. So you're revisiting yourself and all those false teachings, so... that could be why you're dealing with situations that you know about a lot. You go, well, I remember doing this here. Well, yeah, you probably did it. You know, so that's the one way to look at it. But, yeah, the light chamber uses light, and it brings in source energy to you. And that's what you want to do is not bring in other modalities. The light's not going to judge you if you
do something other than what it wants is there to do for you. Just to be in darkness, it'll say, okay, you can be in darkness. It's not going to judge you. So whatever you want to do, you know, in the chamber is typically your choice, but we tell people, you know, not to meditate and not to do other healing modalities because probably will not get the healing that you're choosing to have as you chose not to accept it. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. I was wondering if I have quite a few questions that kind of go along with what we've been talking about, but I was wondering if we could, before we embark on those, perhaps do another sample healing. Maybe, how about a sample of the fear body healing?
Okay, so a lot of people are in fear, only because your ancestors were in fear, and that's why you know fear. So here we go. If you didn't think it, you wouldn't have it now. For your thoughts are powerful. Your thoughts manifest all the darkness in your life. So that's why you want to be in the now so you don't have thoughts. Here we go. Still function perfectly because you're using the source energy versus using mind energy. That's the difference. So here we go. We'll do the mind to heart drop, I guess, and then I'll do the ear clearing. So mind to heart drop. Talking about that to get you more centered. May not be able to feel the fear clearing. I better reverse that. So let's do the fear clearing first. Remember, when you're in your heart, everything is perfect. And there's no communication. And if you're in your heart listening to this completely, you're going to hear me just say words or and say words. It'll mean nothing to you because the words are empty. Mind energy, then they have meanings. Here we go. I'm getting rid of some of your fears of whatever you choose to look at. Bring up a fear. Here we go. Releasing that for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And bring up another fear. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do the mind to heart drop so you can get an idea what that is if you're a new listener. And you'll probably only be able to stay there for maybe a minute or so because the words that we're saying will probably eventually key you out of your heart center where you're going to be in peace and then taken out of peace. So here we go, dropping down. So commanding your spirit to come into your heart with your thoughts. So your spirit is directing them down there to give you peace. Here we go. So dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, Ann, so we'll just get the next question there.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you. Okay, we, on Sunday afternoon, you did a timeline seminar, kind of, and everybody talked, and we have quite a few people just wrote in to say thank you for that. And one of the questions for today kind of relates to timeline crashes. We can maybe talk more about them near the end of the show, but I want to keep going with some basic things, and this, a couple of people have some basic questions. I believe in the past, Ron, you have said that it's not good to do timeline crashes for other people. We can do, I think, all the other healings for other people. I don't think, if I'm wrong, you correct me, but I think anything else we can do for others. But am I correct about the timeline crashes?
Yes, space-time definitely not. Timeline maybe, but I wanted people to become responsible for their lives. And so, if for some, let's just give a scenario here. Let's just say that Sally is going to a practitioner and she's seeing this practitioner every day, and they're doing some work on her body or something like that, right, as a practitioner. And so you say, I'm going to help Sally out. So I'm going to do a timeline crash and get rid of 200 timelines that Sally is on dealing with maybe guilt, okay? So all of a sudden, you know, the end of the week comes by, you feel happy, you did these timeline crashes for Sally, and she goes up to you and she goes, you know, I had a breakthrough on Friday. Man, that practitioner was so good. She did this for me, and instantly I feel wonderful. And it only cost me $500. I've been working on this for my whole lifetime. And all of a sudden, what do you tell that person? So what you're doing is you're actually disempowering them because they don't know what actually really happened.
That's why I kind of specify that. If you have somebody in your family, that's a different story. But, doing somebody out there in the Beyondo or relative or something, if you want to tell them that you're doing it, that's fine. You can do it for them. But that's the only problem, because then the darkness will see a way to get into their life and then cause more problems, because they'll become codependent on non-light energies. That's the reason. That make sense to you, Ann?
It does. It does. And what about, though, another factor, Ron, with the timeline crashes? The timeline crashes are very effective, and it makes changes in people's lives. And unless you know somebody very, very well, like you live with them, and you really know what's going on in their lives and what they want, you could inadvertently kind of hurt them, right, and change something in their life that maybe they're not ready for or don't even want.
Well, yeah, what could happen is that you could do a timeline crash for something for somebody, because you see them having a situation, a problem with this, and they may be using that energy to catapult them. A lot of people use emotions to be motivated, okay? And so it's kind of like your parents, in a sense, when you're younger, they first ask you nicely to clean out your room or something, right? Mm-hmm. And we've all probably had this, You don't do it, and then they ask you again. And then finally, at least in my day and age, you see the belt come out, right? maybe the younger people probably didn't, but in my age, that was it. And you go, uh-oh. And once you see that belt, you better run in there and clean your room, right? Well, you're motivated in fear, and because you don't want to have pain, but you're motivated to do something. So what if you took away that motivation on somebody? They might feel pretty strange, because their whole life is probably geared on having somebody maybe tell them what to do or threaten them or something. And you could take that away, and they may wonder what's going on in their life. Well, that's another reason. Like I said, you want to be responsible. And like I mentioned on other shows, you need to be responsible for yourself. If you're going to take time out of your life to maybe spend 5 hours doing a timeline crash on somebody, you can't do that. Typically if they know about it, but what about you? You just took out 5 hours of time out of your life where you could have did a clearing for yourself and maybe be moving along much better than somebody else. So that's the whole thing is, first clean yourself up. First do stuff for yourself. You're the bottom line, not somebody else. Like Jesus said, I said this on another program, let the dead bury the dead. If they don't get it, then that's fine. If they don't get it, just allow them just to be where they are and work on yourself. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That was great. Okay, now this same person has a couple of questions about barcodes. And you have the couple of free barcode clearings, the darkness barcode, but two important ones are the spirit barcode and the death barcode. And this person's curious why you have to do the spirit barcode removal in one sitting. And is it the same for other long clearings?
Well, the spirit one needs to be done in one because the dark side doesn't want to give you up, so you have to do that in one sitting. Sometimes if you have a whole lot of barcodes, then it might be, this is as far as your death barcodes. But the spirit one, you want to do in one sitting just to get it over with and not allow the dark side to come in and distract you so that you're not doing the clearing. And to get that off your spirit. Remember, they've had it on you for eternity here, as long as you've been here. So you want to get it off, It's unfortunate that I see people who want to find a shortcut to the clearings, and some clearings are longer than others, but that's what's required to do the clearing. So, but you've been here for all these thousands of years, and a lot of lifetimes. So what if it takes 10 hours to do something, compared to how long you've been here and how much negativity you're suffering in this lifetime? in like 10 hours, you know, could be nothing to do a clearing. Oh, just give up your friends for a day, you know. Get rid of the darkness so that you're able to, you know, do your clearings. You know, don't be codependent on a bunch of other things. Because the bottom line is you. Do you love yourself enough to do a clearing? If it takes a little bit longer than what you think that you have time for, then find the time. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Now, you have often said that the most important clearing to do is the emotional body clearing, but would you say that the spirit barcode and death barcode are almost like right up there in importance?
Well, the spirit one, yeah. If you don't want to come back here, if for instance, you know, you didn't do the spirit barcode clearing, and for some reason, you know, ascension time happened tomorrow, and you didn't do it, and you're not found by the light, then you know, you're going to be in the beyondo. And will the light find you? Maybe. If you did some clearings, it could possibly find you. No, but if you didn't do any, then more than likely be what happened when Jesus came here 2,000 years ago. That's why you're still here now. It's the ascension. As far as the death barcode ones, that's basically only needed if you want to feel better, okay? Because everybody has the codes on them. And I'd say if you're over probably 10 years of age, you probably have one that is there. If you're over 30, you probably have three of them on you or more, okay? Initially, we thought people had about three, which is about right. But then they started kind of, you know, increasing slightly. So some people have had up to maybe 10 of them. A few, not too many, have had more than that. But I'd say you'd be between probably, you know, 3 and 10. If you're 50, then if you want to feel like you need more energy and maybe you might get about a third of your life force energy back, then that's because, you know, you're on the way out already at the age of 50. So you're on the downhill slide of things, we'll say. And you may want to do that to feel better, to get these death barcodes off of you, especially if you're having a physical condition. And it could be, in a sense, maybe life-threatening, or maybe it doesn't have to be life-threatening. Let's just say that for some reason you twisted your ankle when you were, say, 35, and maybe you're 55 now, so 20 years later, and your ankle still hurts. And so you're getting kind of miserable, you know. You could deal with it when you're probably 40, you know, and maybe 50, but now that you're 55, there you go, man, this is bad news for me, you know, and I really don't want to live any longer because this thing hurts, and this is what I'm looking forward to. So if you do that clearing, very possibly that could help you. At least it'll give you more energy. So, and, you know, other clearings can help you with that too, but the main thing is that when you start getting kind of pessimistic and angry at life and mad at yourself for doing something, and you don't really want to live here any longer, then they'll put another barcode on you, and zap, you're out of here. And that may be what you want to have happen. That's why you want to get a death barcode off of you, or many of them, so that you can live life better. I'm sure we got a lot of testimonials on how people feel after doing that. Most people feel younger, feel like they dropped 10 years in their life. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Well, I know I did, Ron. I felt wonderful. I think I had three on me, and I know you've told me you've checked people and they have like 9, 12, but I was one of the lucky ones, I guess, that I only had three. But it did feel wonderful to have them removed. And we have another question about barcodes. How would I know which alien races have an ascension barcode on me? Well, that's really the spirit barcode, right, Ron? You don't call it, there's not another barcode that's called ascension barcode, right?
No, there's a body barcode, you know, to take you, to protect your body so you won't be ascending, you know, but, you know, that's on there, you know,
okay.
on the website, but it won't be called typically that, but they don't give you a barcode to, well, they could give you an ascension barcode to get you out of here so that they tag you, but that's more on your spirit.
Right.
Oh, the other one would be for the body.
And he's asking, or this person, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, how would I know which alien races have put the barcode there?
Wouldn't make any difference.
It doesn't matter, right?
Nope, doesn't matter.
And I'm trying to remember, that might be one of the ones that you have the list of some alien races, or it asks, but I always put unknown. So,
yeah.
And some people know.
Some people have actually been up on ships and know the race,
yeah, they know exactly.
And they know that they're messed with. So that's why we have an entry box there, just in case you happen to know who they are, you know?
Right, right. But most people don't, and it's not something you have to worry about. Just put unknown or whatever that option is.
Uh-huh. It'll work with unknown.
Right. Okay. And someone's asking about the deceased loved one's clearing, Ron, and they want to know for how, when that is to be used.
Okay, there's one for the spirit. So the spirit one, want to get that probably about a month. After probably a month, the spirit's already in the reincarnation process. On the outside, maybe 3 months. Anything past that, they're already taken, and they're on the same roller coaster ride and getting prepared for another body. So basically, 1 month is about when most spirits stick around. And people confuse that with the emotional body. You know, some people say, my father's still here. They think it's their spirit. Well, in loose terms, yeah, a spirit body could be conceived as an emotional body because it's invisible. So people think of spirit as being invisible. The spirit is what looks out of your eyes. Your emotional body will never look out of your eyes because it's too low of density. So what you think is the spirit of somebody, it's actually the emotional body. So you want to get rid of the emotional body also. That way it won't haunt you. Tell you bad things and bring up sad situations and everything else because it lost its body. And it can also body hop into you. It's like an entity. So emotional bodies are entities. So the emotional body, that can be done anytime because they're always here unless you get rid of it. The spirit, you have probably a month, 3 months on the outside to save it. After that, it's already in the darkness. Can the light find it? Almost always not. Because it's stuck someplace in a dark side universe with your soul family. And, it's being reprogrammed, or it's being reprogrammed before it goes to your soul family. Let's put it that way. A little more simpler for people. So it's in the beyond, though. Light doesn't know darkness. So it's just waiting for you to come around again, and hopefully that you understand the teachings of Jesus to clean out your body. But that spirit will be less powerful when it incarnates, because the dark side will always take a piece of it, parts of it, in each incarnation. That goes into the manifestation of collective consciousness. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And I'll go to another. This listener said that I did the emotional clearing and the spirit barcode removal. My internet connection is unstable and slow. Is there a way to know if the clearing was all right for myself and others, even if we're not heart-centered yet?
Being heart-centered can help the clearing, but it's not necessarily needed because it is working with your spirit, and your spirit then helps the body. So if you lose your connection on the internet, as long as it's running, it's fine because you have an automatic timer on your internet. So as long as your internet is still on your screen, it'll still work as long as the counter's counting down. That's happened.
Right. Okay. And the other one, do I have to sit right at my computer and look at the picture while the clearing is going on, or can I get up and move around and perhaps surf the net while the clearings are running?
That sounds like, to me, somebody who's not responsible to be
be dedicated to do clearing. So as far as surfing the net, I don't know. I would say that's, to me, kind of ridiculous in a way, because you're trying to help yourself out, and the clearings don't take that long. So I don't know. You could probably surf the net and still have a window up with the light being up. That would work. But, you know, most people, when I talk to them, they're dedicated to having the light being up, doing nothing else. They can still walk around, you know, and maybe put a picture in front of their monitor screen, but they want to feel the energy. So it sounds like this person, maybe they're oblivious to feeling energies in their body, and they don't know what really is happening. And so they're thinking they can do something else because they don't feel anything happening. But most people typically will sense something. And you can even see the light being changed, you know, during that process. So it's kind of, I'd say it's up to you, but, you know, most people, I think, out there, when they do a clearing, they're doing it because they want to be involved with the clearing.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ron. And here's a good question. I'm not sure how you do this anymore. I know I had it done when I first found Creation Lightship. Where is and what is the Master 4-in-1 clearing?
Now, the Master 4-in-1 clearing I do in person with people on the telephone. And send me an email and I can connect with you if you have the prerequisites done on that. You have to have the emotional clearing. You have to have the mental clearing. These are whole life. The sensory clearing, which is your past life. Energies that we can try to pull out of you to get you a little more cleaned out, and then we can do the 4-in-1. Some people do a lot more than that, but that's the minimum. The more you're cleaned off, the better your twin flame will be able to come to you. So, you know, that's what's needed. Just send me an email with your phone number, and we can set up a session to do that. So those are what you need, minimum. You may want to do other clearings, too. As you know, most people, after they do the emotional, then you reevaluate yourself on where you are. Are you in fear? Are you in anger? Are you in something else, trauma? Are you in, having energies come and stick to you as you see people? So what you want to do is find out kind of where you are with the situation. And then from there, after you do those other clearings, then you may want to do the 4-in-1. The 4-in-1 lets you have your connection to your twin flame energy. It'll just be with you briefly, but you can go there whenever you choose to see your other half, and the same with your home base energy. Those are the two main ones that's on the 4-in-1. Then we do the planets, and so if you are going to do that clearing, I'd highly recommend doing the planet star vortex clearing first to get those energies off of you, and you're going to feel much better anyway. And we take you out of your soul family, that you're no longer dealing with a lot of those forced spiritual contracts where your spirit is there to set your body up and to set you up for self-sabotage, which is what it's for. That's your soul family agreements. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, that's something that so many healers and New Age people tell you, it's a wonderful thing, your soul family. Oh, you know, this person and that person, they're in your soul family, and, you know, you're so lucky you found each other. So thank you for clearing us of that, because now we know the truth that that isn't good. Is it possible to disconnect us from, over the radio? Could you do a sample of the soul family clearing? Like, maybe everyone could think of someone very close to them that you could disconnect us from. Is that possible?
What I'll do, I'll do something better. I'll do a DNA disconnection. So,
ooh, okay.
That way you won't be connected to anything. So here we go. Remember, everything around you is there because you're resonating to something and it's coming into your life. And either you're taking energy from it or it's taking energy from you. So I'll just count to 5 to turn off your DNA. It'll last till the end of this program. This will not work on the archives. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You should feel pretty neutral about everything that you're looking at now, because everything inside of you is turned off not to resonate your stuff, your garbage or whatever you have around you. So another way of saying it, the law of attraction that you have is connected to your DNA. Turn that off and whoopee, you're free. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I know the 4-in-1 clearing is really powerful. So once you get started a little bit on the clearings and know how they feel, you'll want to do that. Contact Ron and get that done. And I know the planetary one. Wow, is that so powerful? And now if people ask me what my sign is, or they guess, and I don't even care because I'm so disconnected from that now that it doesn't even affect me. If they say, I can just tell them, because I don't want to get into a discussion about it because that makes it worse. I'll just tell them, what sign I am, because I know I am really no longer that sign because I've been disconnected from all that astrology. And it's very freeing. And sometimes I try to explain to people that no planet should have control over your life, but there's a lot of people that are heavily invested in that.
Oh, well, you got the horoscope, what
right.
I call it.
The
every
horoscope.
Well, it's there, It's, boy, what are these planets doing to me today, Well, I'm really empowered by this planet controlling me. Wow, that's great, So, yeah. If you don't think of anything else, out there, and don't believe in aliens, well, you do know the planets are controlling you. I can always
say, and that's okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. What's out there? So, with some light, it wouldn't be doing anything to you. It'd just be resonating peace.
Well, and I think people feel it's helpful because it helps them see the future, but that takes away your power completely. You can create your own future the way you want it. You don't have to read it in a book or a magazine or chart it out where the stars are going to be in the planets so you know what's going to happen next year. You can just be in your body and timeline crash away, as we talked about on Sunday, and put in your billboard what you do want in life and create your own life, not someone else's idea.
And a lot of people out there are very mental. They think a lot, and they get caught up in their thoughts. And the more they think, the more they're caught up in their thoughts. And they attempt to do something according to their thoughts, and sometimes it can be a real negative experience because the thoughts are mind control programs. So you want to, get definitely back into peace. So if you're trying to use some type of older healing modality of mind energy and you think that you can use your thoughts to, say, bully your way through life by creating something that you want that nobody else wants, you're going to get really some hard lessons in that. As you want to be in peace. And when you get into darkness, the darkness will give you the full extent of their law. You got everything going on in the law of cause and effect. That's the law all people live by. Live in karma. And as you start looking and trying to command more stuff to have happen in your life, and you don't like something and you want something else, then automatically you're going to have more negative effects happening to you because you're not living life. You're letting the mind control energies live you. Oh, you want to be in peace to enjoy life here. If you're not in peace, you're going to be miserable. It's hard. That's why we talk about the mind to heart drop so often. That and you're in peace. Typically, what I would say, if you're a hugging person, I'm kind of looking at that because some people I see hug a lot. So just think, each time you hug somebody, you are probably losing maybe 5 days of your life. Each time you hug someone and they slime you with their emotional traumas and energies, and they also slime you of alien critters. So each time somebody hugs you, doing that energetic exchange, and they're sucking away your life force. In fact, just think if you're in the hospital, or just think of somebody who's basically dying. don't want anybody to touch them, right? Just think if you went up there and you hugged somebody who's dying, chances are you'd suck their life force out of them. They'd be dead instantly. That's the way the body works, okay? You try to give them energy, but then you're transmitting emotional trauma to them, giving them your good thoughts and your healing abilities or whatever, and that could also damage their body. Just think, each time you hug somebody, just get out your little calendar and go, well, I hugged 10 people today, so I lost, you know, a month and a half, we'll say, of my life. Whippy. And that's what happens.
Wow, that's a very shocking statement, Ron. But thank you for sharing that with us. It's tough sometimes. People come at you and they want to, you know, they expect a hug and they think
but
you don't
like them.
You
have to understand, you have to respect your body energy. You see, you have to keep your body temple sacred. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're younger, you probably don't care. But when you get older, you don't want to take on everybody's aches and pains and traumas and dramas. Especially when you're, you know, of the last year of your life. Okay? And, you know, and if you look at older people who have a condition or something, you really don't want to hug them. Because you're going to say, I don't want to get this whatever it is this person has, right? You're
mm-hmm.
going to take a wide berth. Well, it's the same. That's the reason, because you don't want to catch what they have. So if you look at that, you go, yeah, well, I better realize that, you know, am I going to honor my body temple, my physical body, or am I going to just not care? And then if you could speed time up and you go, oh, I remember that show I heard a long time ago. Man, I hugged 1,000 people times 5 days. I wonder why I'm dying. That's you, Ann.
Okay. And someone's asking, this is an interesting question, a little bit back to the death barcode, which isn't really changing the subject, but someone sent this into the CLS questions. If the death barcodes are removed, how do we get off this earth? Will we not die? Will leaving the earth then become a free will choice? I just want to make sure I can get out of here.
Well, getting out of here would be your spirit barcode. Get that off of you.
Okay.
The death barcodes have nothing to do with you leaving the earth. It just allows you to live life better and to have more energy because you don't have dark side, the alien, attempting to kill you. Okay, so you probably will live a longer life and maybe be more free of illnesses because of that. As far as your free will on leaving and what you're going to do, you're only going to leave here at ascension time.
Right.
Oh,
which is?
Happen to have clearings done and you died, okay? And ascension will say happens, I'll just say, take a number, what could I say to make people feel awful? 100 years, you're going, oh, geez, you know. I will say 100 years from now, ascension time happens. Everybody's probably shaking their head right now. And so what's going to happen to you if you die tomorrow? Well, the light will find you because you have your spirit barcode and you put in quarantine. You're already saved, we'll say. You're already collected, okay? No worries.
Well, thank you, Ron. I was waiting for a but there, but you actually ended that sentence, so thank you.
Oh, anyway, so that's the way it works. Hopefully, it won't be 100 years, unless we can all keep our age and health perfect, and to see the Earth the way it's supposed to be, as like a wonderful rainforest, tropical planet with beautiful trees everywhere, and little animals running around, and all the crickets making noise at night, and the bullfrogs making noise, and the birds flying around, and perfect weather. That's the way it's supposed to be here. Oh, so, our current age and perfect health, what a wonderful place to live.
And do you still have the hope you've had with the new Earth spirit that those were moving in that direction?
Yeah, and probably even more so now, yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's wonderful, Ron.
Oh, I could tell you what happened. Maybe I'll wait for the next show.
Okay. Promise you'll remember, though, because it is five of now, so it's kind of time to say goodbye. Don't worry, everyone. I'll ask him what it is after the show, I'll make sure, unless you want to tell it real quick. It's up to you, Ron.
It would take too long.
Okay. We'll do it now. We'll do it Friday, then.
Okay.
So, everyone, be sure and listen again on BBS Radio Friday at 7. And what can you do real quick for us, maybe another Mind a Heart Drop, Ron, before we go?
A Mind a Heart Drop is what you all should be doing. Tell all of your friends, go to a church and tell them how to do this. Say, this is what Jesus was talking about. The kingdom is within, and this is how you find it. You have 20 seconds. Oh. And after you do that a bunch of times, then maybe they'll go on their way. So here we go. Mind a heart drop, commanding your spirit to drop your thoughts that you have, that chatter, all the information that you have in your head that's causing you troubles and problems, worries, and drop them into your heart center, give you peace. So here we go, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you, and thank you, BBS, thank you, Ann. And we hope to see you on the Friday program. Blessings.
Bye, all.